This is Eva. My name is Guinevere. I'm going to be your host, and we are here with Timothy, and he has a lot of package for us in terms of us. We are the creators, and we create things in podcasting, through YouTube, whatever. But there is a unique system in place, especially if you love podcasting and if you love to bring out content to affect lives and to touch people. So we have a very beautiful man here, diverse. He's living in England, coping with the snow, from a spicy culture called Indian, South Indian for that matter. And he is going to be telling us about the new innovation that is bringing up to African countries that are breaking into the podcasting industry. And he's saying, why use your voice alone to create content when you can do both? You can create your video site. You can do anything with your content. You can just do whatever it is you want. So the limitation is just on you and not on any other technical or tool limitations. So it's easy to go for, and that's what we are here to talk about. So without any further ado, let's meet Timothy, and he's going to tell us a little bit about himself first before we hear anything else about the software. Tim? Nice to
Thank
meet
you
you
so
once
much.
again.
Yes, thank you so much, Guinevere, and thank you so much for having me here with you and with your audience on the webinar. It's a real privilege and a pleasure, and I'm a huge fan of what's happening through the work of APVA and the industry in podcasting and in the voice industry. So it's a real privilege to connect with you and with your viewers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So the first thing is what, or rather, who is Timothy and what drove you into the creative industry?
Absolutely. Well, it's an interesting story for me because I started my career in the tech world in e-commerce, and we were selling, fast-moving consumer goods, lifestyle brands, right across the UK, Europe, and internationally. And from that background, I went to work in international development and international relations and projects around the world.
Wow.
Some of my time was spent in various countries within the African continent as well. So I love Africa. I spent lots of time in different countries in Africa. So I have a real personal connection with many of the media in the African continent. So that was my first introduction there. When I came back to London, I started working for a tech company that is now a startup in this video and audio media space for creators.
Okay.
And
Okay.
that's Quench.
And you fell in love with Quench, and that's why you're here to present Quench to us, to quench our thirst of complicated tools of creating content and making the industry much more easy and valuable. That's beautiful. So speaking of Quench, what value as a podcaster myself? What value am I to expect if I'm to dive into Quench today and be a good user, valued member of the community and using the software as well?
Absolutely. Well, as a podcaster, Gwen, you know the challenges of understanding who your audience are and engaging with them.
You can say that again.
I mean, I'd love to hear your, a quick thought from you. How do you engage with your audience, and what are some of the
The
challenges that you
first thing
face?
is defining the audience is the first problem. As young and youthful, I have versatile interest, topics to talk about, things affecting us. But then again, not everybody as young as youthful want to hear about everything. And defining and creating that niche for yourself was a problem. Then when you have a little bit of glimpse of who your audience would be, how do you want to keep them interested, especially with a voice? They can't see things. So it takes a lot more of attention, an interesting topic or something to attract them to you. And then you're like, what can I do to get people staying on the content, not just visiting and clicking and hear 2 minutes into it and that, sure, good, and move on. Like, what can I do? That's the second challenge. The third thing is, okay, you've done the engagement part, the people were coming to listen. How do you keep them engaged? A continuous and
Absolutely.
consistent way to keep your audience engaged, not coming back to see same thing, same protocol. So you have to think, what's the new thing you're bringing on the table? Are they going to like this? Are they not going to like this? Should I do according to my audience, or should I follow my passion? Those things are like the major content obstacles that I still battle with, but it's a little bit better than it used to be. But I still have that challenge, especially with a growing world of content and competition. Because the topic you're talking about, someone else is talking about it, another person is talking about it. So that is the three summary of major obstacles I, as a podcaster, do face. So how would Quench help me with that?
Absolutely. Well, those are three great points, and we will talk about all three because I think they're very, very relevant. So the first one you talked about was understanding who your audience is. And that is a challenge for podcasters, as you said. I mean, audience demographics are not only incredibly valuable information in general, but as a podcaster, in order to reach and connect, you need to utilize that information. And it's pretty difficult to do that.
Oh,
As you
yes.
said, to figure out who it is, what they're about, what stage of life they may be in, how frequently they're engaging. We get these broad brushstroke understandings, but we don't have the detailed information about the audience. Of course, podcast hosting services can give us some information about this, depending on our plans and the product. You may know geographic location. You may know some listening preferences about, which devices people are using, platforms, browsers, depending how your podcast is set up. And then you've got social media. So lots of podcasters
We
utilize
all
social media.
use that, yes.
I'm sure, Gwen, you're familiar with that strategy of interacting with your listeners on social media
Yes,
to check
indeed.
their profiles, to have conversations with specific listeners, even to ask questions to followers in hopes of getting feedback. And all of that is important. You can begin to build a little bit more of a picture with those kind of analytics.
Indeed.
The next step is having your own website. And when you
That
have your
is a
own website,
difficult step,
that's a
especially when,
difficult.
yes, do you want to go professionally or do you want to do it yourself? Then what are you missing out on if you don't pay for the subscription or if you do it yourself? That is another step, a huge.
Absolutely. So people find this a challenge, challenging terrain to navigate. And without a map and without the technical expertise, it becomes like walking on a mountain without, or more, walking on a long road without a vehicle to help you. So,
Navigate.
to navigate. So assuming you have the website and you can create a mailing list and you can gather some information about your audience. That's one way where visitors can sign up to receive news or special offers or updates and so on. But again, as you said, that's a challenge, and it's not something that can be easily done straight off the back of a podcast. It requires a bit of work there. And then you have things like Google Analytics as well. If you have a podcast website, you can get an array of information about the listeners. But all of these things are like additions that we have to begin to add to our podcasting core service, right? Now, when it comes to Quench, we've taken a little bit of that work away for your listeners and for podcasters in general, because we essentially give you your own Netflix-style website as a podcaster, where
Okay, you
you can
got me.
host not only your
You got me on Netflix style.
Thank you so much. Well, we're not Netflix, but we are admirers, and we really value the premium experience, right, of being on a great site that gives you premium content. And you, as a podcaster, you value your brand, others value your brand. We should see ourselves as media entrepreneurs. And
Exactly.
just in the same way that Netflix offers premium content, you as a podcaster and your listeners who are creators are offering premium content to their audiences. So what better way than to have a premium user interface through the tech that delivers that? Now, we at Quench are all about creating this beautiful channel for both audio and video creators to live in an economy that opens up a direct channel between them as creators and their audiences. In fact, that's our vision. The way in which we do that is to support the most talented creators in every niche, whether it's podcasters or YouTubers or media organizations, to reimagine how their content can be discovered, sustained, and then enjoyed by the people who value it most. And as we know, those are those loyal audiences that are engaged with our content and those that are yet to discover us. But when they do, they become a part of the family, as it were, or a part of the audience long term.
Indeed.
And there's a long-term exchange of value. So Quench works by giving you A, the visibility on your own site for your audience to come discover you and engage with you on your terms. We also give you an opportunity to do that sign-up process where you can offer your content for free on there as publicly available. You can also gate it as a piece of freemium content so that someone has to enter in their email address and their name, and when they do that and they've logged in, they can then access your content. So you don't have to charge people straight off the bat for any of your content. It's a free experience, but you crucially begin to understand who they are. They engage with you on a personal level, and you can then begin to create content for people, not just for algorithms, or not just broadcasting out into the world without understanding who is engaging with you. That's really that first point on who your audience is.
So Quench is coming into the creating space as a game changer, because if you could remove that hustle and bustle and the pressure from a creator or a podcaster, having the mindset of who your audience would be, how to sustain them, and not building your content based on algorithms, but based on passion and based on the people that are really loyal to your brand. That is really a game changer for the content world. We have more quality content pushed out than noise and follow the bandwagon kind of content going out there, because that pressure is out. So I am excited for Quench. I'm really
Thank you.
excited for Quench, really. So
Thank you very much. And we're
another,
excited to be working with podcasters as well as video creators.
sign me in. I'm the first member. I'm at your door. So
Thank you.
the first thing I really want to ask is, as a new person excited for Quench, how do I start the journey? And what other values? Is it just going to be a video platform? How do a podcaster who's just bent on a storytelling journey getting to Quench? Or how does someone who's interested in telling real life stories of people, maybe in prisons or something, how do they get into it, use Quench to the optimum level to push their passion, to push their voice out there, and taking up that pressure of compromising what they stand for?
Absolutely. Well, that's baked into our value proposition as a company. And I'll share that with you. I mean, for us, as I said, it's content for people, not for algorithms. And Quench powers that opportunity for creators to own their own direct-to-consumer video channel business by providing that infrastructure, the technology, right, for delivery and hosting. So it's very simple for creators. We give you the means to distribute your best video content, your best audio content directly to your members, to your loyal audience. And in return, those members gain access to videos made exclusively for them or audio made exclusively for them. And they get to meaningfully participate and support more of the content that they choose to watch as you said, this is a quality signal. It's not about the noise. So for you to get involved as a podcast is very simple. Firstly, thinking about what your brand really stands for and how you want to put that out to the world for your audience to engage with you on a premium user interface with premium content. So you said an example about a storytelling podcast. Well, there may be a theme around storytelling that you may want to present as a category, a carousel, if you like. Again, like Netflix, you have these categories. Well, if there's a category around authentic storytelling in Lagos, for example, well, that would be an amazing content series that could be served up to your direct audience. That could be, you know, freemium, as I said, through an email for access, or it could be paid. It could be paid if it was something that was felt to be of,
high value,
right? Both of those are possible through the Quench technology. And as far as Quench goes, we don't take any cuts of any revenue there. That's for the creators to keep.
Oh, our really? Can you say that again? Because we need to hear that again. It's liberating to hear that again. Say it again.
So thank you.
We earn everything we make. We don't split any percentage using your platform. Please say it again. I won't hear it.
We believe that we want to give creators the tools to put their content out. We don't monetize the monetization. Creators keep 100% of all the revenues that they generate with their dedicated audiences. It democratizes the playing field. It creates a direct channel for you and your audience.
Oh,
our model
God.
Is infrastructure, a service as a software fee that's completely separate. So you there's no limit to how much you can earn as a business through your direct to consumer content brand.
Our team, your CEO, Hussein Kassia, yeah. That's the name, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Please tell him or her that he should never change this model of allowing the creators and content providers own their money, not splitting it with Quench. But in the future, he should just stick with this model, because this is really going to be a game changer, especially in the African society where a lot of us are struggling. We have good content, but we don't have the affordability to really push it out there. And then when we finally find a place to push it, we are going to split our work and resources and income with someone else because we're using the platform. So you're telling us that if we use Quench, your content is your own. And
absolutely.
Whatever money you get from your content is your own. The only thing we are saying is come use Quench to the best of your abilities to push your content and your creativity out there in the world. And that brings me to the next question, team. How does Quench earn their own money? Because the money you need to sustain this idea, it has to be coming from somewhere. So if you're not taking from us, you must be taking from somewhere. Is it a charity thing, or is it a subscription thing or something?
Yeah.
Where does the money come from?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. And as I said, Guinevere, we're moving away from the extractive model where it's a percentage cut of a creator's income. And we're saying we're a service as a software company. And we're also working as a media company. So we have a monthly flat fee for those that use our service. But crucially, we want to give value before we take any fees on that or any cut of financial contributions. So once creators have hit over 100 members, that's a good signal that they're getting value from the technology. Before that, at the moment, we're offering this as a trial software and as a trial product, so you can use it for free. Beyond that, when you've seen the value, you then pay a monthly flat fee for use of the software.
You will get a lot of Africans with the free word, because there's something we call free in our culture. We call it a wolf.
A wolf, okay.
Yes, yes. You can see a typical black Nigerian or African and they don't like our wolf. When you say free, we are in.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
So
Well, yeah.
don't change your model for nobody, because this is really going to be a huge game changer. And another thing that will drive us to your platform is if it's easy to use. So can you summarize, teach me how to use Quench in a step-by-step process? And if it's a long process, is it a short process? Is it complicated, or it's just a novice can come to Quench and get it right at a one try or two try basis and you're good to go? Or do we have a brochure or a menu to read and understand before using Quench? Because you're in the tech
Absolutely.
industry, so you know
Absolutely.
how
Yeah.
quickly is a turn off when tech is complicated to use. So how does that relate to us now?
I mean, that's a great point, and it's hugely valuable for tech to be intuitive. It
Yes.
can solve complicated things, but it needs to be intuitive, easy to use, and low friction. You can find all the details on Quench and our offerings on our website, which is HTTPS colon slash slash, you know, the start of the URL.
Yes.
And then Quench, it's quen.ch.
Okay.
So it's the word quench with the dot before the ch. And that is our URL. And
Okay. I
on
do
our,
see it. We'll
yes.
actually put the link below the video so and every
Perfect.
audience can actually click on it. But you're telling us that Quench is an easy software to use. It's not
It's
complicated. It's not going to drive me crazy. I don't have to pass an exam to get to use
absolutely,
it.
absolutely, and it's as simple as hitting the sign up button on the website. One of our team will be in touch. We will onboard you as a creator to use the platform. If you've got existing video content, it's very easy to upload. It's literally a couple of clicks. It's uploaded, hosted, with thumbnails, with descriptions. You can choose your packages, whether you want it to be free, paid,
Wow.
what the categories are. And at the end of it, after a few clicks, after a matter of minutes, you've got a professional, responsive website that you will be proud to share with your audience.
That is amazing. And now a lot of persons watching the APVA webinar with you, and they're asking themselves, how can I sign up? What are the steps to do, and what value, apart from making us have the pressure off our backs in creating content, what other value is Quench providing me as a typical African podcaster or a storyteller? And must it be a video? Is Quench also supportive of the audio industry as well, and not just a video? And if that is there something to make the audio even much more premium? Is there something to make us go out there? What other value is Quench saying? I'm here to quench your thirst. It's not just for the video.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, you made a great point earlier, which was, you know, the human voice is very powerful, but so is the video element as well. So we want to give options for both the visual and the audio. So with podcasting, it's all about the soundscape. It's not just the voice, it's about the sound effects, it's about the music, it's about everything else. So what we can do through our platform is let that audio sing and have visuals. It could be images, it could be animations, it could be other things that go over the top of that, which can also be experienced in a video format. So there's no need to do extra work for the video side there. But some podcasters are also now seriously looking at creating video alongside their podcast. So you can do podcast audio as well as video, or you can just keep it with audio and have some visuals on top of it. Either way, you have the option for those that want to visually engage, and it's very simple. There's no extra effort needed for creators. But as I said, lots more podcasters are thinking about doing video now because of the benefits on YouTube, on all of the social media, as well as for their audiences to be able to see them and engage in a more personable way.
And you can say that again. So to recap everything we were talking about, first of all, you're a versatile person and your CEO is doing a good job with this model of taking out the pressure away from us creators and taking out the pressure away from being compromising with your idea just because of algorithms and because you want to put yourself out there. So Quench is saying, if you come onto a platform, all you need to care about is the quality and integrity of your content, the quality Absolutely. And integrity of your passion. Every other thing you need is outside of it.
Absolutely. And that's where Quench comes in. And that's where it will be our joy to serve podcasters and video creators to let their content sing and for them to deliver that authentically and meaningfully and to be rewarded from it, from their audiences.
And I'm excited to share the news, guys, that if you join Quench down below with the link that will be shared, if you join Quench and you want to be a member, you want to use, there's a beautiful discount and surprise that is set up for you with team and the CEO of Quench and the whole team behind you. All you need to do is to sign up your name and put the word APVA. Just to let them know you were coming from this webinar, and they would be happy to surprise you with a beautiful discount and support your journey of creation. So it doesn't matter what you're thinking about. Quench is here to quench your thirst as long as it has to do with creativity. I'm not sure that's what they were thinking, but this is me just trying to brand them again for you, you know?
So, well, you're spot on. You're spot on.
Oh my God. So let me just let's just say just a few minutes that how did you guys come up with Quench? Were you thinking like, oh my God, I'm so thirsty? And like, wait, another thing we're doing, can we just name it Quench?
I wish I could tell you we were just drinking a glass of water on a summer's day and then the name came to us. But no, actually, it was some long conversations and we explored different options. But Quench really comes down to it. It's this idea of satisfaction, right? When you're thirsty and you have a glass of water on a hot day, we all know this on a hot day, maybe in Nigeria, you know, when you have that first sip, it just really quenches your thirst. And that's what good content does for its audience.
And that's a beautiful concept too. Because you're quenching our thirst for looking for the right platform to push our content, to push what we do as podcasters, as storytellers, and whatever it is that we want to push out there, without the fear of compromising our voices. That is a beautiful Absolutely. One.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me to share with you and your audience. It's a real, real pleasure.
I'm looking forward to having you here again, because I'm sure a lot of us in the community will have more questions when we are on Quench, because we don't know anything about it. We're going to explore it. And with a good technology solves problems and bring more questions. So when more questions are coming up, and I know the best man for the job to troubleshoot to you. Hi, team.
Please do. And you can get me on email as well, tim@quench.com. But if you go through the website, that's the easiest way, because you will be served through the.
So what if we want to follow you on your social media platform? How do we get to know you or meet you and see what you do when you're not quenching?
Thank you so much. You know, you'll laugh, but because my work is so involved in social media, when I'm in my free time, I like to log off a bit and spend time with my wife and go outside and not look at screens too much. But I use LinkedIn a lot. And if any of the audience want to connect with my posts on LinkedIn, I can share a link with you as well.
Please do. We're happy to do that. We're happy to have your LinkedIn share with us, and we'll share it with everyone who wants to connect you to you and build a community that's strong with you. And thank you so much for giving us your time. This is how long and how far we can go on with Quench and team. And we have a lot of potentials as podcasters, as creators, African society, bringing our voices. And Quench is telling us that you don't need to go through the pressure of trying to stay true to your voice, trying to stay true to your story. They are now taking off all that pressure away from us if we use the platform and collaborate with them. And the beautiful part is your content is your own, and whatever financial support you get from your content is also yours. Isn't that amazing? So do not waste any time. Just click the link below the video. And when you sign up, please put APVA because we are the people that bring you the best and the most informative content. Thank you about podcasting and the creative industry that has to do with podcasting. So till we come your way again, same time, have a beautiful day, guys. And team, it was wonderful meeting you.
So good to be with you all. Thank you for your time as well.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, everyone. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the episode. Become a member of ABVA today. Visit abva.africa to learn more.